Hello, fellow Agile Revolutionists. I just needed to take a moment before the show starts to apologize for some of the quality of the microphone results in this show. We took a chance and recorded elsewhere, and in retrospect, the wind issues have caused a bit of a poor listening result. Definitely lesson learnt for us and for next time, so venture forth and keep listening if you aren't afraid of a little lack of quality. This is a fantastic roaring debate within this show. There are about 7 issues, each lasting for approximately 15 seconds, so please bear with them. Additionally, and I neglected to mention on the show, that Craig and myself will be at Yow in Brisbane on the 5th and 6th of December. You can still get tickets at yowaustralia.com.au. So if you see us there, please say hi. And now on to the show.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the Agile Revolution podcast. What can I say? A pleasure to be here. I missed out on the last one.
Bad boy.
Who the heck is Seth? Tony? You haven't seen you in a while.
What can I say? I just want to make a special mention that my two compadres here are sitting with myself in a wonderful cafe, supping on a couple of
spicy drinks with umbrellas in them.
That's the ones. Whilst I'm drinking a latte, that'll give a little insight into our personalities, and I'm also revoking their nerd status.
Oh, no.
All gone. It's a lightsaber.
Seriously. A lightsaber, guys.
Can I just mention that the 130 bus has just pulled out?
And 66 is going by.
Yeah. So, so we can continue to get the...
203.
Hang on, that's my bus.
Righto. So, what are we going to do this week? You see, I had to come back and add a bit of sensibility to it, I got to tell you. Look what I'm working with, people.
It's audio, they can't see what you're working with, Tony.
Yeah.
there's a reason we don't do this on video, people.
Yeah, you've seen my head. Anyway.
So, hi, I'm Renee, I'm here.
And Craig, I'm here too.
And as I said before, I'm Tony, I'm here, and we're going to do a special edition today. Not only are we specially editioning from a specially editioning cappy... We're actually going to give you a little bit of Scrum versus Kanban War Edition.
I don't understand. It's been pretty quiet on the Twitter front, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Seriously.
What?
Seriously.
Seriously? Oh, you just mean that, like, that whole out flame war that was going on Twitter the other day?
I was sitting there watching my Twitter, peacefully flicking through it, when all of a sudden my feed was overtaken.
Yeah, it's interesting, because obviously, for those who... haven't figured out that we record this from Australia just by our g'day mate accents.
I speak for yourself, donkey.
Yes, anywho, quite often when I read my tweets of a morning, it's all happened, right? So I hop on my motor public transport in the morning. I'll keep going. Renee's just dropping an umbrella on herself.
That is obscene.
While she mops up. So normally I'm on public transport, I'm reading the tweets, and it's all just happened.
How did you get three men? Oh my god.
Someone had to take it to the lowest limits, didn't they? As I was saying, I'm sitting on public transport, reading the tweets, and normally it's all just happened, but I'm actually watching these tweets in real time start flowing in. It was an amazing thing. So, who declared war on who? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting question in itself. So
I thought it was a joint treaty, really. They both went at each other.
To be honest, it has been a cold war for quite a while now, a good couple of years.
Well, I got news for you, baby. It ain't cold anymore.
So for those who don't know what we're talking about, how about we take a bit of a look at it, and then we'll come back and look at a bit of history and some commentary.
So it all started with Jeff Sutherland. He did a fairly innocuous little tweet, deep analysis of Kanban by Jim Copland.
Yeah, now, just before we get going, I think it's key here that we have a little bit of misinformation about what Jim Copland on TikTok. That's all I'm going to say at the moment, right?
Okay,
all right,
setting the scene.
So obviously we'll link in the show notes where you can find that post yourself.
I take it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting fud. I thought you were more professional than this. CC Jim's post on Jeff's blog contains lies which fly in the face of the well-documented evidence with teams around the world. Jeff and Jim, I challenge you to produce evidence to back up claims like Kanban. The methodology discourages teamwork and increases the risk of not completing agreed work. I often wonder how people without integrity go through life and live with themselves. Weirder is that others follow them, turning a blind eye. It appears the Scrum leadership declared war on Kanban today. Interesting move. They must feel very threatened and cornered. The Kanban community will continue to focus on helping people in the daily work solve their real-world problems.
Just follow up by Vinyl Borstein saying, how about we stop fighting and start collaborating? There is no universal concept. It's all about individuals! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. RT, David Anderson.
Continued by Klausel Otthold. I'm not sure if people are writing something like this have ever seen a team using Kanban in the real world.
I get the good one. David Bland. My Agile's better than your Agile.
Duarte Vasco. Another take. Retweet. Benjamin N. Jim Copland's Kanban piece. Scrum to Kanban. We're more true to Toyota than you are.
Lessick.
Lasse Kossler.
Dear Santa, please let Scrum and Kanban practitioners ignore FUD from leaders and distinguish method from individuals promoting method.
Rodrigoy, wondering, what's the relevant and practical experience of Jim Copland with Kanban?
Dave Rooney, CA. To David Anderson, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. Gandhi.
Tommy Joel Holler. Anyways, I think Kanban versus Kanban is not that important of a discussion. How organisations solve surface problems and learn is more important. Retweet David Anderson.
Al Shuey, interesting thing about Scrum versus Kanban is many people had trouble with Scrum, found Kanban to work. Not other way. Some like to ignore this. Other thing is that those in Scrum camp who diss Kanban have not done it, let alone be newbies. Most KB leaders are experts in Scrum. When an expert in two methods tells you one works in some situations, another doesn't, the right question is why? Not don't compare. Comments were disabled on the blog. Questions from the community is not.
Jeff Jostenberg followed up. Through this work, we have come to value individual interactions over process and tools. Apple versus oranges?
David Anderson. So you agree that Kanban discourages teamwork and affects the likelihood of delivery? Seriously?
Al Shuey, Kanban can either improve or hurt collaboration in the same way a hammer can drive a nail or break glass. I'm just reminded of my belief that only taxi drivers, barbers and bartenders should have an opinion on everything.
Leadership Freak, when you fall in love with the system, you lose the ability to grow.
Rodrigoy, visualisation, pull and limits are much more powerful tools for collaboration than time boxes.
Yeah, you will your rent. My recent Kanban client, the first thing we saw is collaboration and teamwork. Other client, looking at cycle time is helping teams to focus on the right thing and collaborate. Yet another, with limited agendas in the prog for the group, we finally have a change to focus and succeed.
Rodrigoy, Kanban has definitely nothing to do with production line. It's coordination and flow.
Jim Montes, it is an understanding that Kanban can only be used in repetitive, anonymous situations.
Davaronica.
Dave Rooney, CA.
Yeah, is that it? Okay. At David Bland. Oh, yeah, my thought leader can beat up your thought leader.
Apparently. Muckleig, if anything, Kanban has raised the level of debate in Agile. The theory and reasoning behind Scrum are getting renewed attention.
Jeff Sutherland. Very loud truck.
I don't read that tweet from Jeff Sutherland.
I can't see that there. Apologies, Jeff.
Comments disabled by the admin was an error and is now fixed.
Let's start a healthy discussion. Amen.
Spezzatura, Kanban is an evolutionary approach. There are no objectives other than improved customer satisfaction and social working conditions.
Our founder, Scrum and Kanban are both flawed. Humans are flawed. Endlessly pointing out the flaws is not constructive.
Drunk God. David A. in many ways, Kanban spells out much of our old knowledge about the dangers of looking blindly at manufacturing.
Yves Lorette, wondering about lack of pointers to the real Kanban method in Copleen's post. Not sure I like any of the explanations.
Lunavore. Seeing Kanban as just a signal, Kanban signal is like seeing Scrum as just the scrum meetings. It's not the whole picture.
Mick McGuire at Alshaway. Many teams struggling with scrum at their companies are struggling because of real problems. It's not our team equals move to Kanban. We move to Kanban, team's choice, for the time being because we needed to enhance team cooperation. Whip tools are a good hammer for that. Team will likely settle back towards scrum in the future.
Flowchain Sensei, amidst all of today's hoopla over Kanban or scrum, are we losing sight of the fact that the majority of all agile adoptions fail?
Lean Kit John, good scrum teams limit their work in progress within a sprint. Many don't. Devs start everything at once and dump it on testers at the end.
Well, and the last one is Lunivore, but I can't really read that out because it's a little post. Scrum and Kanban, both the same, only different response.
There you go.
Get that, India. There you
and
go.
And that all flowed out probably within, what, how long, Renee? You know,
that was about an hour.
Yeah, not very long at all. And there's obviously some posts after that, but...
we have captured them all.
Yes. Well, is that war? Kanban Scrum, Fitchy War?
Well, it's no longer a Cold War, is it?
It's definitely not a Cold War. It's out there. However, I must note, since that whole outburst of stuff, it's got very quiet.
It has. What's interesting is you take a look back a couple of weeks ago, and there was a similar incident with Ken, who did a tweet... focused at Kanban, who also did a blog post on his own website, which and then, you know, within minutes changed the content on that blog site for it to be a little less derogatory towards Kanban. Again, there was a huge uproar when that actually occurred, and went really quiet afterwards as well. So, you know, Scrum thought leaders are definitely putting their guns out there, blazing towards the Kanban community.
Doesn't this go back further, and I'm only speaking from memory here, but didn't the Scrum community approach David Anderson or David Anderson, there was some sort of communication within the Scrum community about actually wanting to lead up a Kanban group or something within the Scrum community, and it all kind of fell over in a big mess, and that was a little while ago, and I think ever since then there's kind of been this, you know, this animosity.
Lingering animosity, yeah.
So maybe we should go back and have a look at the actual post that kicked all this off, which was the one on Jess Sutherland's blog, which was November 20, so as we record this, only a couple of days ago, An Alternative to Kanban, One Piece Continuous Flow by Jim Coppeling. And so you guys all had a look at that, that blog post.
Yes,
so what are the things that you guys kind of picked up out of that?
For me, digging up old ground. You know, these a lot of things in that blog are not old issues, not new issues, they're old issues. And I do believe, and I say that from the point of view that I don't have a foot in either camp, right? I'm not a super scrum advocate, I'm not a Kanban advocate. I think they're great tools in certain situations, right? But from what I read in that, basically digging up old wounds, old sores, and things that have actually been addressed by the Kanban community over the period of time.
Yeah, look, to me it felt like almost, you know, and look, I don't know Jim Coppeline or, you know, I've never met him.
Not
but,
for a bar or so, no.
Yeah, but to me it was almost like someone had read a Kanban book, you know, over the weekend and went, I'm going to summarise everything I just learned or what I think I learned out of that book, right?
Yeah.
There's stuff like, you know, for example, you know, it's important to distinguish the Toyota way from lean. Lean in its common vulgar use, particularly in methodological settings, is often interpreted as a shallow way to apply Toyota way tools to production without adapting it to steeper foundations. Kanban is one such tool. Right? You know, it's, I'm not totally really sure what to make of what he's really trying to say there.
Yeah, to me, if it was a reading of the book, I'm not quite sure, or an application or reading of some sort of content, they've lost some of the intent behind some of that particular content. It is very much a Toyota lean-focused Kanban post, as opposed to a Kanban with a capital K method, as it applies to software development.
That's right. And then there was, there's a whole lot of stuff here about Kanban cards and how it's used and stuff. You know, the other thing that kind of really stuck out at me just in the beginning part is Scrum is a framework for building product that is based on the Toyota way.
What?
Yeah, I read that and I just went, well. As you know, I'm fairly deeply involved with Lean at the moment.
And we still like you.
And you still like me. Apparently so.
It's Some days.
Says the lady who just dripped cream all over herself. But anyway, we'll keep going. And you were going to say?
Ow!
The podcast has resorted to violence now. It's war between Scrum and Kanban, not between us.
Oh, right. Right.
They mentioned the 215 bus is just pulling in anyway. Anyway, when I hear comments like, "Work out the Scrum," a lot of the lean concepts, but that's the first time I've ever read a comment like that. And it's kind of like, I don't know, when I read the Kanban book back then, and I kind of picked it up and I kind of went, "Yeah, this just kind of makes sense. I've kind of seen a lot of this stuff before, right?" But it wasn't that I looked at it and went, "Oh yeah, well, Kanban's just Scrum in another clothing." You know, that's almost what this is really trying to say. It's like, "Oh well, yeah, we just kind of borrowed off this because I've now just read this book." And
well, what I think is quite interesting is Jeff has a post in some of the comments that says, "As for me, I've recommended doing Kanban inside of Scrum for 18 years." What?
Yeah, so let's count this back.
I'm just going to count that back, and it doesn't add up, right?
No.
Well.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, let me put this into context now. When I met Jeff a couple of years ago, and a person in that particular session was relaying what Kanban was to them and relaying what David Anson was doing out in the community, Jeff goes, "Kanban, I've never heard of it."
Yeah, look, I know when I did my Scrum Master course, wasn't with Jeff, and that would have been in 2007. Yeah, I don't know, like, you know, but probably
four, his age now, people.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. I did it when I was 12. but I remember right then, that was probably the first time I'd really seriously heard of Kanban. The instructor, Gabrielle Benefield from Yahoo, and she went, "So have you heard about this new Kanban thing?" Right? And that's when I first went and had a look at the Kanban Dev Yahoo groups, right? And there was very little chat going on at that particular time as people were trying to make their way through it. Now, no doubt, I mean, Toyota Way's been there, as the book's been out for long time.
Yeah, I think Toyota's been doing it for 50 years now. Yeah.
So, yeah. But, you know, if you go into this post that he has here, he says, you know, as he will discuss in this post, Scrum is neither built on Kanban nor has a need for Kanban, because it is ideally suited to a mechanism for limiting work in progress called one piece continuous flow.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're really taking the whole Kanban word, the literal visual card, from the Japanese word, as opposed to the Kanban method that we keep talking about on these podcasts. Now,
yeah, and then there's like 2 pages in the article, which is just a complete description of Kanban cards and Kanban
boards
as they apply to Toyota.
So for the people that are listening, if you see Kanban represented with a little K, it's actually talking about the Japanese visual card thing. If you see it written as a big K, then it's a clear indication that it's the Kanban method that is discussed within the Kanban community and proposed by David Anderson. Now, in this particular blog post, it's just Kanban everywhere with a capital K, so you can actually quite clearly see that they've missed the boat on that.
Yeah.
Kanban. Please say
not
right.
Not Kanban.
And about halfway through, I think this is where the key to his article is. The ideal is flow rather than Kanban.
And the Kanban community wouldn't agree with that. It is about flow.
That's exactly right.
And again, this is what I was saying.
It's the thought of the card versus the actual
flow, right?
Yeah.
And again, it's just regurgitating stuff, right?
If you stand in the middle of a Toyota plant, what are you watching? Are you watching flow or are you watching Kanban?
You're watching flow, my friend.
Exactly.
Watching a lot of people, actually.
Yeah, well, very true. The Kanban is just the signal.
Mm. And a bunch of cars get produced.
Hopefully.
Mm.
So what I think is quite interesting when we're talking about this, and we've recently talked about the fact that there seems to be these schisms that are occurring within the community. It's agile. You know, we value interactions and individuals over processes and tools, working software and so forth.
So this was the other kicker in here, right? Kanban, the methodology, discourages teamwork and increases the risk of not completing agreed workloads within a time box like a sprint. It does not give managers a lot of flexibility. That is, it allows a product owner to come to the team in the middle of a sprint and stop what they're doing while introducing a new PBI or task. This interpretation of Kanban sells to managers feeling a need to regain the control they lost with Scrum. The ability to patch things up rather than solve root problems gives a higher sense of immediate success without having to ponder long-term consequences of short-term decisions.
Really interesting.
I knew that'd float your boat.
So forgetting about the whole people slur, which is inaccurate in itself, there's Nick Carnbar, you can add work in at any point in time. And yes, I actually think that's one of the key successes about it as a method, is that you can change your flow or change your process, change the work that you're doing as you're inside of the flow at any point in time. You don't have to wait for the end of an iteration. But what I love about Kanban is that if you think you've got a particular problem with a manager who keeps pushing work in, is that, you know, they've got really distinct rules about how to allow for that through the way in which they handle expedites. They've also got really great rules about how to visualise that in a graphical way so that you can actually mark up.
But let's be clear here, right? That is because lots of smart people have sat down and figured out how to do Kanban in a software or business setting.
Correct.
Right? As opposed to Toyota Day, which is very production based. And if you, and if the only book you ever read around lean is the Toyota Way, you'll sit there and go, great, I know how to produce door panels now, right? And the, and there's talk of this in this article somewhere, I can't find it right now, about the fact that software isn't a, we don't build the same thing over and over in software.
No.
Right? And that, and that's true in its...
But the way that we do build it,
is the same.
Is the same.
That's right.
The other thing that I think is missing all of that is culture. The culture piece that underlines all of that is, if you've got a bad culture, it doesn't matter whether you're doing Scrum or Kanban, right? These things are going to happen.
The bad people, underperforming people, you're going to have problems regardless.
We've all seen bad implementations of Scrum. Right? We've all seen bad implementations of Kanban.
This is a bit wine is getting very excited about a Kanban Scrum debate.
I hope that's us they're getting excited about.
150.
Oh no, it's the cream. They're getting excited by it.
Anywho. Focus, people, focus.
Focus.
Flow, podcast flow.
Well, it was flow, but let's keep going. So the other thing I just want to jump into now, as we start to disseminate this, was in these tweets there was this absolution that it was a post on Jeff's blog by Mr. Copley, right?
Yeah.
So everyone was saying, well, just hang on. What's the go there? What's your interpretation of the very fact that he actually...
Let me put it this way.
Well, Jeff Sutherland
has... We have our own blogs, right? If you have someone blog on your own blog, someone else that you've asked to post or they've said, I want to post on your blog, don't you think it's your own responsibility to make sure that you agree with the content of the material that's there and the quality of it?
But I don't think, I haven't seen anything in the post since where Jeff has disagreed with the post.
True.
Right? So so I don't think it's like someone's posted something he doesn't agree with.
Yeah.
However, they're not the words of him.
But is he, by allowing it to be posted there, giving it a stamp of approval?
And I guess the only way we're going to find that out is if Jeff comments on it.
Yeah, and I have him on the phone right now. I don't.
And there's a reason I don't let you blog on my blog.
Please note that this is a guest piece on the blog and is Jim's view of Kanban based upon a lot of work with Lean. Much of it elaborated in his recent book, Perhaps the Best Book This Type of Field, blah, blah. And that's what he talks about. And he talks about that 18-year comment in that particular area.
Yeah.
So I have this quote in the article. Kanban is a stopgap in the absence of one-piece flow, not a method to achieve it.
Stopgap.
Interesting.
That's. And it's not a mechanism.
What do you think it means?
That's very counterintuitive. What is that?
Yeah. Look. Again, I think it comes back to the Kanban as the card and.
Yeah.
And
so again, this is why a number of people who have criticised it in the actual comments section and on Twitter are saying, "Have you guys actually ever done it? Are you talking about this as if you've done it?" Because that reads like someone who hasn't applied to the Kanban method.
Is Kanban a method or is it a Kanban?
In the context of the agile Kanban community, it is a method.
Correct.
In the context of the lean community, it's a card.
Correct. So you've just answered that whole question. Those two statements. Which shows me that what he's written there, he's never done nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes on to talk about Kanban is a good fit for teams that view work as firefighting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Many development teams run in firefighting mode, often with swooping from the product owner during a sprint. And getting into a discipline is hard. It's easy to want to be able to react immediately to customer change instead of integrating a request into the business plan, and it feels good to release whenever you see fit.
So basically, it's a Pope saying Kanban is not a disciplined approach.
Well, what he's saying is that Scrum, I think Scrum is powerful because when you plan a sprint, you plan a sprint and you deliver it. And if you go right back to the fundamentals from, I don't recall it being so much in this most recent update of the Scrum Guide, but ones before that where it was very, very focused on the fact that if anything changes, you stop the sprint.
Yeah.
Right? What they're saying here is that if someone decides something is of higher priority, right, slot it in. Now, most Scrum Agile teams I've ever worked with still work on that principle anyway.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
They have a loosely defined feature set that they're going to through. But the reality of life is that change is inevitable.
In the reality of what we do, in order to deliver to our customer, is that we have to be able to react to change. I mean, take, for example, working in a legislative type industry where legislation changes on a dime, you know, the government changes its pants, the legislation changes, halfway through, you have to actually, what do? Deliver the sprint regardless of the fact that it's in breach of the legislation.
Is it wrong I'm thinking about people changing their pants?
Probably. But you get my point, right?
Something about pants.
Something about pants.
Teams.
Why do we always end up down there?
Oh dear.
Last week, Renee was doing stuff that I don't even want to go.
I wasn't doing it.
Well, I certainly wasn't doing it.
What is this podcast doing? Continue.
Back on track. Teams that have done both, i.e. Scrum Kanban, have found that Kanban can actually afford less visibility to the business of work in progress than Scrum does, and take away the sense of teamwork and positive pressure that comes from the flow of a Scrum team.
No, there's no way in hell. It's true. It's way more visibility. There's way more clear delineation of how to break up work, how to visualise work, how to make it more distinctive in Kanban. I think Dave's done a really good job about providing suggestions of how you can do that.
You're very passionate about that, yeah?
Yes, sir.
So here's the conclusion. A good Scrum team automatically enjoys the provisions of Kanban when practicing one-piece continuous flow. It is a built-in way to limit work in progress while encouraging teamwork. It gives team members time-boxed autonomy to carry out their plans while enabling them to better meet their planned forecast. Such maturity may be a foundation for later addition of techniques like Kanban, but both the inventor of Kanban and our experience suggest it's likely to founder without a framework like Scrum that first establishes the discipline of flow.
And I think a lot of people in the community are going, prove it, because they don't believe that one.
My only suggestion to that is that I certainly see teams that often pick up Kanban as saying, waterfall was really hard, Agile is hard, Kanban, I don't need to, I can now even forget this whole iteration planning stuff. This, right, it's like everything. If you actually want a successful Kanban team, the amount of planning that you do is still the same. It's just that you do it in different places.
So basically what you're saying is, if you have an undisciplined team, no matter what methodology you're using, you're going to be more likely to fail.
Correct. Hmm.
If you're trying to change the culture of an organisation, in some cases I've found that taking people down the Scrum route or the Agile iterative route, it starts to get them into that mindset, well, it's still got this longer-term delivery.
Right? So, that's a good point. I mean, Scrum in itself, when you start applying it, is worldly different to what most people are doing. So
yeah. That
distinct, significant change can sometimes be a good thing. By Kanban being fairly easy to shift into, it may do itself a disservice because people think, oh, we're still doing it the same old way.
Yeah, because it's very easy to do it badly, right?
Very, very true. Yeah, I mean, it's very easy to do it badly, and again, we've seen that. That's what I said before. We've all come across those bad implementations of these things.
So while Renee goes to run after the 162 bus...
Come back, Renee! What are we talking about?
I guess the other thing is, there was the comment in the tweet post about the comments being disabled. And Jeff Sutherland, in I think one of the first comments, said that Blogger was initially blocking the comments by mistake.
Oh, yes.
So I guess we have to take his word of that. But perhaps not surprisingly, opinions fell into three categories of the post. One, utter crap. Two, stop saying anything that might upset anyone, Coburn's oath of allegiance. Three, might be worth reading. Opinion leaders have been invited to write a rebuttal.
Yeah. Well, I think that there was another category of just complete utter sarcasm against the whole thing. You know, my agile is better than your agile. Yeah, struck me as very funny. Children, get your stuff sorted out. Do it offline.
Come back when you're finished. You know, if we're going to talk about the side that we're, the fence that we're sitting on here, I can see both sides quite well.
So you're sitting on the fence, not on the side.
No, I think, to be honest, at this point in time, the fence is a little bit too pokey for me to sit on.
All right, who's going to go?
I really don't believe she said that.
I'm going to sit on the lean side, and that really shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, given if anyone who actually reads my blogs. But in saying that, I also sort of do feel that the oath of non-allegiance is, you know, quite applicable here. Now, have a look at the oath of allegiance. But we as creatures, you know, we use this oath of appropriate for the problems that we're dealing with. And the appropriate solution to the problem we're dealing with is karma, and I'll use karma. The other, if the appropriate solution is Scrum, I'll use Scrum.
Yeah. And look, Scrum works well in certain situations.
But what I find most interesting, and it's that's my belief, whilst I'll use either or, depending upon the problem that I'm dealing with, I really think that there is this view from Jeff that he doesn't want to understand, for some reason, Kanban. He feels it's a threat.
But let's just take this just completely, right? Someone goes out and puts a post out on the interweb, right? Yes, there was some misinformed comments, and yes, all the rest of it. But there wasn't a direct attack in that post, right? There wasn't anything like, I'm out now to attack the Kanban community. There was, right?
That was his opinion.
Yeah, there wasn't anything directly in there. I'm just playing the devil's advocate.
Yeah,
now
there was no word war.
There was certainly not him saying, "I'm coming at you."
So the post on the Kanban dev group on Yahoo. Followed up from this, the one from David J. Danson, first line, "Folks, it is very clear that the leadership of the Scrum community declared war on us today. We should not respond other than with positive evidence of how Kanban is helping real people solve real problems. The behaviour of Jeff Sutherland and Jim Copling today is not an act of leadership that is worthy of respect. It is the act of people who are fearful and threatened."
It's necessarily an open declaration of war. I think it's, you know, like the advancement of the Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, if you're going to give it an analogy of the Cold War, it's the Cuban Missile Crisis in the Agile world.
My thing here is if you had this situation happening in a team,
a manager would have stuck in their head a long time ago.
Well, again, you know, if I was coaching a team, you would have taken them aside and you said, "Take a deep breath, go away. Take the emotion out of it and come back and talk like adults."
And I think that's the thing that's disappointed me the most in this,
is that I have
a lot of respect for the work of David Anderson,
yeah.
But the way that flamed up the community, to me, look, I don't know what the history is, and maybe there is more history than even the stuff that I've seen publicly or whatever, right?
Most likely.
But to me, it felt very much like a schoolboy fight, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And do you know what for me, the absolute shame of the whole thing, and I say this as an agilist, I'm very disappointed in those guys, because the loser here is the agile community.
Yeah, all of us are the losers.
The absolute community that's trying to use agile, whether it be Crystal, Scrum, Kanban, you name it.
I don't give a crap
what variant it is. We all suffer from that, because it looks like our own backyard is full of kiddies playing with toys who've just chucked them out of the sandbox, and that is not good.
The only saving grace, I guess, is that this is something that's happening over in the corner of the sandbox, right? And still to this point, there's been few people that have weighed in on the debate, right? And partly I was, you know, even when we're talking about doing this, I was in two minds as to, do you sit here and talk about it and further inflame the debate, or, you know, do we inform the listeners? And I think that's, you know, that's what we're here to do. So, you know, where you sit on each side of the fence to me is not the most important thing here. But what does concern me is that if this type of thing is going to continue, that's where, you know, I don't think this set of tweets that went over, you know, the last few days is certainly the coffin. But if this kind of thing continues to happen between the scrum and the Kanban community,
I think my biggest disappointment is I wish that the sport leaders would be more open and accepting of each other more. And I think some of them are better at it than others.
Would you say that that's always kind of been a bit of an issue with the scrum community, though? Like, I mean, I've always sort of more sided with the agile community than the scrum community. Not sure why. It's just kind of been where, I guess, you know, it's kind of where you kind of start out in your journey. And
Kanban, like, you're doing scrum without doing XP as well.
That's right. So I started with XP. I saw the scrum thing. I did the certified scrum master course. Paid my money. Truck goes past. Done all those kind of things. So in all those communities, and I see it as all just part of this umbrella. But when people are, you know, and one of the things that I guess some of the people I've met in the Kanban community, and I haven't met people like David, but I've certainly met some of the others, people are so passionate about the Kanban part of it. And my argument always was, well, you should not be doing Scrum, you should be doing Kanban. And that might be fine, but then I go, well, what about things that Kanban doesn't talk about? What about the daily stand-ups or the daily scrums? Yeah. What about, you know, some sort of continuous improvement retrospective? I mean, if you just read Kanban by the book, it only talks about the flow. Right. It's all these other good practices that we've borrowed from all over the place. If you're writing software, should we give their programming a go, or TDD? Then we're borrowing from XP. Yeah.
And let's make the point. Agile, in its purest form, is a bunch of practices that have been brought together that were around a very long time ago. So there are very few new things in there, yeah? We've all been in the software industry for a long time. There are a lot of things that they've used. They've borrowed social practices, they've borrowed development practices, all those sorts of things, and they've brought them in. So all of a sudden, let's not go and get something else because it's working. I just don't see the sense in that, and it disappoints me.
That's right.
I don't think it should be surprising to anyone, though. I mean, there were all these different communities of small methodologists out there that got together, and over 2 days, all they came up with was 4 sentences.
And 12 principles.
Oh, it's fine. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's hard work getting them as a group to agree.
But if you actually know some more about the background of the manifesto, at least when they did that, they called in the leaders from the different communities at the time.
Yeah.
So they had the XP guys, had the lean guys, had the pragmatic programmer guys, right? That was the whole point, was to actually get those communities together and go, let's all work together.
Yeah, I agree.
And that to a certain extent has fallen apart a little bit. I see the Agile Alliance community still welcomes each of those groups in. Like, if you go to, you know, if you go to an Agile conference, yes, you see the Lean guys, the Kanban guys, the Scrum guys, everybody's kind of got an equal set of the table. You go to the Scrum conference, right, heaven forbid, you probably mentioned the K word. Like, I've never been to one, but...
So, I'm sorry, I have to call it, because I'm looking through there, and this lady's showing that man breast implants.
We're sitting outside a hospital.
That's cool. But I'm looking at this man there.
And I'm poking them too.
And they're actual real breast implants. She's selling him breast implants. Renee, your impression?
They're big.
Right, shall we move on?
But nothing about you, Renee. What about the implants?
Hey, look, when she pokes them, they ding. Anyway. Sorry, Craig. I just couldn't hold myself any longer.
And we would edit Boyd here.
Yeah.
Indeed. I forget what I was talking about now. No, I think
that
it's just the community is, you know, it's the difference of, you know, do we all want to live together, and, you know, because this is not going to be the last a lot of communities
and
that come along, right?
Exactly, and that's one of my big points. Oath of allegiance. We should just be embracing all of these things and going, add it to my toolkit, move on, be as best as I can be as a coach in enabling change and effective outcomes within the area that I'm working in.
That said, though, it is good that we have people in our community that are really passionate about their cause, right? It is good that we have people like Jeff and David who are trying to get the betterment of the thing they truly believe in. I think if everybody was all around going, look, I'll just find the best thing and la, 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 la. I mean, that's what we try to do as coaches, and that's the role we have, right? But the reason that we have these tools in our toolbox is that we've had these people who've, you know, had the ability to step up, write books, create groups, write leader, you know, lead something that can actually make things happen.
Well, there are ways and ways to do it.
Yeah, but declaring war on each other is probably, you know, is probably taking that step a little bit too far out of it.
Just seriously.
So I think we should move towards nuclear disarmament.
Or at least go back to the Cold War. It was, you know.
Well, is it going to be in a couple of weeks where, you know, like there was no weapons of mass destruction here? Nothing to see.
Guys, if you actually, you know, if any of those guys actually are listening to what we're saying.
Which they're probably not.
Which they're probably not, but if we felt ourselves lucky, they might actually listen to it. Please, sort it out.
Yeah, we just need to all love each other.
Yeah, let's all give peace a chance.
That's sweet.
And if that fails, let's have a look at those breast implants again. You just got pop-up ones now. Oh my god.
I have to look now.
She was squeezing them before now pumping up. Renee, you picked the best spots to do offsides.
I didn't choose the spot.
Alright. Anything else before we park this?
I just noticed like a couple of people in the community are still talking about the fact that their posts on the website didn't come through. So it was quite heavily moderated. Some of those people I actually know are quite objective people, and it still didn't get through. I don't know what happened. But it's been quite heavily moderated, that forum.
Well, yeah, I know the debate is still continuing over on the Kanban Yahoo groups, but obviously that's one side of the trench. I haven't looked in the Scrum groups of late, but I suspect there's probably something similar going on there.
I do want to make the point for anyone who's listening that, you know, I'm a Scrum Master, Greg's a Scrum Master, Renee's a Scrum Master, so it's not that we set out to go and diss Scrum here.
No.
We all have used Kanban, and we all advocate Kanban in certain instances. So again, it's not that we're actually out to denigrate either side of the fence here. We really do believe that there's a greater use for these tools for the community. Would I be correct in that?
Yeah, and I guess the other thing that kind of, you know, concerns me is that, you know, if somebody wants to go out and, now, I mean, admittedly this was off the, you know, the leadership's person's post blog, but, you know, people are often going to misinterpret, you know, what we say. Right.
Yeah, words much more than the actual spoken version. Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, as I said, I don't know the author of the post, Jim, but, you know, maybe there was just, you know, some incorrectness there. I mean, I haven't seen any retractions or anything, but, you know, it worries me that even if motorbike going past.
no bus here yet.
Yes, it does worry me that especially as people continue to learn about this and start to blog about what they're trying to learn and trying to get their head around, you know, if the community is then open up to, you know, knocking down all those people that are on their journey, then we're in a very bad place.
Can I ask you a question? I mean, you're both around when the whole waterfall agile thing happened. Does it feel a little bit like that to you? It does to me. I remember in the very early days of agile, there was a kind of consortium post. They talked about the fact that, you know, the waterfall community, the agile community, were at loggerheads, and it was trying to say, no, you sort of really need to work together. There is an intermediary place where we can actually absorb and learn from each other. Does it feel like that?
Well,
yeah.
I think the reason I don't think it feels more like the V model versus the Microsoft model inside waterfall, because it's inside
the community.
Because they're arguing about the same thing, right? Everybody's arguing about Kaizen and continuous improvement and, you know, getting stuff delivered and teamwork, and, you know, it's all the same argument. So it's like, you know, we're fighting over.
Yeah, whereas previously, you know, you're talking about two diverse forces, waterfall versus agile, was a completely different situation. Probably a more dare I say it, a more vivid situation.
And what worries me is that if someone came up to you and said, I want to learn some more about this whole Agile thing, who do you think I should go read? Then probably, I would have probably in my top 100 would have had both Jeff and David. Right?
That's right. They're
both in that same community, whereas, that probably wouldn't be so much the case in the waterfall versus Agile debate.
Correct.
All right, so any other comments from either of you?
No, I think there's a 182 bus that's got Tony's name on it.
So thank you to everybody listening. If you want to provide any feedback on this post, then please let us know. You can contact us at podcast@theagilerevolution.com, or you can contact me, Renee@theagilerevolution.com,
or Tony@theagilerevolution.com,
or I'm Craig@theagilerevolution.com. Looks like we're about to get bowled over by a million and one school kids.
Forever.
Thanks for listening.
Viva la Revolution.
Revolution.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.